Hey everybody, welcome back to Stuff You Don't Need to Know. This is your host Jay, and as you know, this past weekend, Titans episode 6 called Jason Todd dropped, and you know what? I've said it. I mean, the show gets better and better each week, and I think this is probably next to, I believe, episode 4, Doom Patrol, but basically next to the Doom Patrol episode, I think this is probably one of my favorite episodes of the series so far. So, you know, at the end of episode 5 together, we see Jason Todd comes and he bails out Dick Grayson. So do we have a budding bromance here? What's going on? I really like this episode because, again, I like it when they don't try to do too much. And they definitely didn't try to do too much here because Jason Todd basically tells him that, you know, look, I came here to find you. First of all, he's kind of fanboying on Dick Grayson. He's just like, it's so amazing. This is great. It's so cool to finally meet you. But he's also starting to get his digs in there, too, basically trying to make it that he is the better Robin than Dick Grayson. You know, we compare suits a bit now. Again, Dick Grayson doesn't have the old 66 Batman, little green shorty shorts with the elf shoes. I mean, he has pretty much the Robin look that I think we're really used to now. The look that Tim Drake kind of started, that started with Tim Drake. You know, that's the look that we have now. But Jason Todd is basically telling him that his suit is better. You know, better fibers woven in, 5 or 10 times stronger than Kevlar. He's like, you know, basically, dude, some guy can stand 5 feet away from me, blast me with a flamethrower, and I'd be like, that's all you got, bro? You know, Jason Todd in this episode, I'm kind of seeing, and it's really, really funny too, because DC kind of relaunched this. People that know, back in the day, of course, Jason Todd was the second Robin. At one point, DC had a phone-in poll, you know, should Jason Todd live or die? Overwhelmingly, it was voted that, or not overwhelmingly, but it was basically voted that Jason Todd should die, and then we get the whole death in the family, and now Jason Todd is back as Red Hood. Side note, I love Red Hood much better than I love Jason Todd as Robin, just saying. But it came to light not too long ago that there was a very good chance that, you know, that poll or that survey was hacked. Definitely not by the Russians. The Russians didn't hack it. But, you know, apparently somebody, because this was a 900, I believe, you know, you call in on a 900 number, you know, somebody kind of hacked the phone and really kind of blew it up, the number to vote for Jason Todd dying. So now DC, you know, re-released the poll and, you know, we're getting different results now. We're getting that Jason Todd should, in fact, live. If the poll was conducted today, I mean, obviously, Jason Todd is now Red Hood, you know, whatever. I think they just wanted to say, like, look, we think the poll was hacked. Let's just take the poll again, whatever. But here's the thing. When you watch Titans and we see this Jason Todd, I'm like, yeah, I could totally see why people would want to vote this guy and vote for him to die. He is very annoying. He definitely has no problem dropping the F-bomb. You know, he is 19 years old because at one point they try to get into a club and the bouncer's like, you're 19, you're not getting in. You know, but he talks about drinking beer, pretty much doing whatever he wants. It's really unusual because, you know, he really holds Batman in high esteem. Like, he loves it. He loves being Robin. He loves hanging out with Batman because he feels that it gets him a license to do whatever the heck he wants. They don't really go deep into Jason Todd's origin story, but, you know, from the glimpses and the hints that we get, it's pretty similar to you know, Jason Todd's original run as Robin. Batman recruits him because basically he tried to steal the hubcaps off the Batmobile, at which point, like, Dick Grayson even looks at him and you know, and back in the day even thought this too. I'm like, why are you trying to steal it? Like, it's the Batmobile. It's, you know, Jason Todd, it's like, hey, anything for fun, anything for a challenge, why not? And he basically tells Dick, you know, he's like, look, dude obviously appreciates my moxie, man, that's why I'm here. So it was great to see him kind of fan, like I said, fanboying in the beginning on Dick Grayson a bit, like, this is so cool, the two Robins are together. But he kind of drops that afterwards, and he's really kind of getting his digs in, and basically, like, I'm the one true Robin, you know. Clearly he definitely thinks he's superior to Dick Grayson. And the thing is, you know, we get Jason Todd basically saying that, you know, look, he's pretty much been living on the streets really since his early teens. You know, parents died. He's living on the streets, and he just got a lot of flack. He got hassled by cops. He got hassled by the system. So he sort of sees it now as like, yeah, teaming up with Batman, I'm Robin. And when I'm Robin, it gives me license to do whatever I want, because there's a scene where, you know, there's some cops coming, and Dick Grayson is trying to avoid it. He doesn't want to, you know, really have any violence against cops or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, heck, the guy's a police officer himself. Jason Todd, you know, kicks it up a notch. He's basically, I mean, if he could, he would probably kill these cops. And he's really, you know, gloating about it. And he's really like, you know, that's what it means to be Robin. When Batman and I are out there, you know, we're taking it to the bad guys, and we're taking it to people that get in our way, which includes the cops, because the cops are morons and they gave me crap my whole life. So, you know what? I put on the mask and I beat them to, you know, within an inch of their life. They all deserve it. So Dick right away is like, oh my God, you know, this is history repeating itself. Because in this story, Jason Todd, you know, basically comes, like he said, you know, that he tracked Robin down. He tracked Dick Grayson down because somebody's been sending photos of dead bodies who have been basically killed with acid, acid poured on them. So they're, you know, half their faces burnt away. They've died. And they sent it to the GCPD, care of Robin. So, you know, Jason is basically thinking, you know, whoever this guy is, he thinks that you're still Robin. You know, Batman kind of says this is connected to you somehow, connected to your past. Well, we find out it's members of the circus that Dick Grayson, you know, Dick Grayson and his family, the Flying Graysons, this was their circus when we see that, you know, his family was killed. And we find out what happened. We find out that the, that Carmine Falcone, I believe it was I don't remember if it was Falcone or Maroney. Cause as you know, kind of in the hierarchy of the Gotham City mob, Carmine Falcone is the top guy. And then Maroney is kind of like an underboss sort of a thing. But basically, you know, it was either the Falcone or the Maroney, crime family. Was basically they were shaking down the circus. You know, circus had to pay in protection money, and since they really couldn't come up with the cash, you know, that was sort of what happened. It was they poured acid on the ropes of the trapeze and the Graysons died. And apparently this use of sulfuronic acid, I think it's called, is sort of their calling card. Like, you know, they use it to torture victims, to kill people. That's kind of their trademark. And what we find out is that the guy that carried it out, the guy that carried out the hit, you know, they arrested him, they caught him, they brought him in, but because he's in the know, he was going to rat out the mob. He was going to rat out, you know, Maroney, Falcone, whichever one it was, he was going to rat them out. So they cut a deal. They were basically going to let the guy walk or get a much, much lighter sentence. And Dick Grayson, you know, he's incensed. He's infuriated by this. And, you know, they got put into, you know, his family, this guy and his family, they get put into protective custody. They're going to turn state's evidence. Well, Robin's hearing none of that. And he basically tracks down the police caravan that's transporting this guy from, you know, the holding cell at the GCPD to, you know, to wherever they were going to take him. And like I said, you know, he was under protective custody because, you know, the mob is looking to silence this guy. And Robin basically, you know, takes out the caravan or takes out the police, and really, you know, he takes it to this guy for killing his parents, and he realizes that, you know, he's about to kill this guy, and he just kind of backs away. And that's when this hit squad shows up. And here's the thing is Robin is there. It's not that Robin left him And, you know, a minute late, you know, 20 minutes later or whatever, this happened. Robin was there. And Robin did nothing to stop the hit on this guy. And we find out that the one now who's trying to get revenge against Robin was this guy's son. And, you know, he blames, like he said, he put two and two together because, you know, when Dick Grayson found out that they cut a deal, his son was there. So he saw, you know, the heart, you know, the reaction that Dick Grayson had, that, you know, this is a guy that killed my family. You're just going to let him walk. This isn't justice, this and that. Shortly thereafter, you know, Robin attacks the caravan, and basically because of Robin's interference, this guy gets a hit put on him. He gets taken out. So the son was able to put two and two together. He becomes the Melting Man, and he basically tracks down every member of the circus that Dick Grayson held near and dear to himself, and one by one, he kills them with sulfuronic acid. The last one on the list was Atlas the Strong Man, who we see in a flashback, Dick was probably he's probably closest to him than anybody else in the circus. After his parents died and he's going to go live with Bruce Wayne, he's begging Atlas, you know, please, please, you know, my parents assigned you as my guardian. You know, I want to live with you. I don't want to go live with this Bruce Wayne guy. And Atlas basically tells him he can give you things that I can't. He's insanely wealthy. You know, I'm not. You know, Dick, you deserve a life. And he goes, I know that if you go off with Bruce Lane, you know, great things are going to happen for you. Your life is going to change. So when he comes back later as Robin, you know, Atlas, you know, can't believe it. He's like, wow, you know, see, I guess good things did happen for you. But the Melting Man tracks him down and, you know, we get this big confrontation. And like I said, this Melting Man, he causes a distraction outside the club where Atlas works, and then uses that, you know, distraction to kind of kidnap Atlas, sends a message to Dick, basically saying, I got him, you know, you got to come here and face me. You know, so Dick goes, Jason kind of trails after him. And like I said, this is when we get, you know, this whole interaction with the cops, where as Dick Grayson is confronting the Melting Man and trying to save Atlas, and he does save Atlas. You know, the cops show up to kind of like take everybody down pretty much. And this is where we get Jason Todd just laying a beat down on the cops. You know, Dick Grayson steps in and tells him to stop. And he's like, no, I don't have to. I'm Robin. You know, Batman doesn't respect, like, he feels like Batman doesn't respect the cops. I don't respect the cops. You know, we're doing the real work out there. Batman and Robin are doing the real work out there. And you know, it's really interesting to see Jason Todd's sort of take on it. Is, you know, on the one hand, he sees it, it's like he's Batman's partner. He brags about driving the Batmobile. Batman lets me do what I want. What he's talking about is suit, like how his suit is so superior to Dick Grayson's. You know, the fibers that are woven into it are five times stronger than Kevlar. You know, it's vastly superior to, you know, Dick Grayson's Robin suit. He basically said, you know, like Dick Grayson is sort of like, do you get it? It's really not that great being Robin. Like you need this kind of body armor. And Jason Todd is sort of like, yeah, of course. He goes, because I'm he doesn't really say he's cannon fodder, but he basically says, like, you know, I'm there so Batman can do his job. You know, hey, bad guys, look at me, you know, shift all your focus on me. And, you know, I got the suit. I could take the hit, you know, blast away at me. And then Batman's going to drop down behind and take these guys out. He's like, he's proud of that. He's basically proud of the fact that he sees himself as a human shield for Batman, and he's absolutely loving it. You know, I think that this episode, what I really like about this episode is, you know, at the end, Jason pretty much is telling him, like, look, you're not Robin anymore. You know, and we see signs of it. They go to a safe house, and Dick goes to do the old retinal scan to get in, and it's access denied. You know, he's trying to use the Wayne Enterprises, you know, vast computer network, and he needs to ask Jason for his password because he's basically been locked out. And Jason really says, you know, dude, you're not Robin anymore. And yeah, it could be Batman delivering this message, but it's really Jason Todd, you know. And I'm really going to wonder if they're going to bring Jason Todd back later on, because, like I said, it seemed like he had respect for Dick Grayson for all of about 5 minutes and then really took great pleasure in pointing out the fact that he thinks he's superior to Dick Grayson. And then really near the end was really getting an attitude of like, you're not Robin anymore. Almost no threat is put out there. But in some of the words that he said and some of his attitude, he almost was putting a threat out there. Like, you show your face in the Robin suit again, and you and I are going to have a problem. And quite clearly, Dick Grayson and Jason Todd already have a problem. Dick Grayson was not a fan of Jason Todd. And even though Jason Todd fanboyed and geeked out on him in the beginning, you know, he clearly has a problem with Dick Grayson. You know, he, I kind of felt like he was like a kid who, you know, has an older brother. And the older brother went through high school and was the star athlete and the straight A student. And now the younger brother's going through and, you know, he's good. He's a good athlete. He's a good student, but he's got to pump himself up because he's got to be better than big brother. You know, oh, you thought my big brother Dick Grayson was good? Well, look, I'm Jason Todd. I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread. And really, that's what it is, to the point that, you know, I mean, I don't think Jason Todd and Dick Grayson were going to have a great relationship because clearly Dick did not treasure his time as Robin. You know, he said it in the last episode that he felt that when he put the Robin suit on, when he put that mask on, it unlocked something in him. It gave him really the excuse to do some pretty bad things. And he sees that happening with Jason because Jason is doing that. Jason is proud of that. He's proud of the fact that he and Batman can go out there and in his mind beat up cops because they just get in the way and they're stupid and useless. Oh, and because they messed me up when I was on the street, so now turnaround's fair play. So I really think that we are going to see very soon the birth of Nightwing. And you know, because it's really clear, you know, I really think that Dick Grayson really looked at the events of this episode and was like, yeah, I'm done. I am so done being Robin. You know, the Robin persona, he's like, in his mind, he has to retire it. Nightwing's going to come of it. And I don't know if I talked about this, you know, in the last episode about Titans. I think that this sort of Robin bloodlust that he has, or, you know, this capacity for extreme violence as Robin that he has, is going to fade because, you know, the way he talks and the way he sort of acts is he feels that Batman created Robin. You know, it wasn't so much like it was this, I really want to say this the right way. You know, Bruce Wayne, Batman, saw in Dick somebody that could be a partner, that could fight crime. You know, Bruce Wayne had the tragedy, his tragedy in his life. His parents were gunned down. Dick Grayson, his parents were also murdered. So Batman is probably looking at Dick Grayson, seeing all that anger in him and saying, you know what? I made myself better. I became Batman to make sure this would never happen again. It's going to work with you. And he just assumed that it would work. You know, he didn't know that there's the chance that a young man is going to take that opportunity and do something like try to kill the guy that killed his parents. You know, and it's like, I think Dick Grayson is seeing like, look, Batman made a mistake. He shouldn't have made me Robin, but he did. And now I have to live with that, you know, like he tells Jason, he's like, you can't turn it off. He's like, you're Robin for life. You can't turn it off. And Jason is like, I really don't care. I love being Robin. I love this. I wouldn't want to turn it off. And that's what he sees. He sees, you know, a very angry young man who was wronged by the system. You know, and he's like, okay, it worked before with Dick Grayson. It really didn't. You know, it'll work for Jason Todd and any other kid that kind of comes my way that has this tragedy in their life. They'll be able to turn it around just like I did, and they could be my Robin. You know, Jason Todd gives him the warning pretty much, you're done being Robin. Dick Grayson gives Jason Todd the warning of, you know, basically, look, don't let Batman do to you what he did to me. And they did not part on great terms. And I really think we're going to see Nightwing emerge. And like I said, this sort of capacity for violence that Dick Grayson has shown in the prior episodes, I think it's going to start to subside a bit because Robin was Batman's creation. Nightwing is Dick Grayson's creation. And he's going to do it the way he wants. So, you know, he feels he's going to do it right. And I think very soon, and I can't wait for it, we're going to see Nightwing emerge. And, yeah, can't wait for it. Like I said, I mean, this show is getting better and better. I'm loving every episode. I haven't checked out the trailer yet for the next episode coming up this week, but I definitely will do that later, and I'm sure it's really, really going to be good because things are really starting to heat up. You know, we know that Raven's father is looking for her. We don't know it yet. It hasn't been said. It's safe to say, though, I really think it's going to be Trigon. I really think things are going to get kicked up a notch or two in the next coming episodes, and I really can't wait for it. Guys, thanks for listening. Please don't forget, check out www.brothersinarmchairs.com. That's going to link you up to everybody in the Brothers in Armchairs network. You know, of course, your favorite podcast, Stuff You Don't Need to Know, Defender of the Realm, Fat Guys in Little Coats, Nerd and Me, and Enter the Nerd Zone. This is Jay, and I will talk to you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.